Alright. Let's do it to it, man.
What do you think, Matt? You think it rained?
Yeah, it rained last night.
Yeah. I gotta go take a look at my solar panel.
So, how come all of a sudden my basil has flushed?
I don't know.
It was not like that before.
I do not know. Top heavy, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, you think? Yeah. So, I think this looks pretty good. Yeah, I think this will be a good. See, it's polyurethane, Matt. See this? It's covered up. That way the water doesn't get in.
Yeah.
We're going to do that with all the half-decent solar panels. And, back in action. Well, boy, the flowers are doing great.
Yeah, I know. And I can see the bees are doing their work.
Good. Go bees. We like bees. They're busy little beavers. Busy little bees, actually. Oh, I guess.
Yeah, the wind did that the other day.
I need to actually start putting those back up somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I
yeah, the barn's surviving pretty decently. It's been through some crap, man, and it's hanging in there.
And there's my heater.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Woo! It is, and there's a good little breeze. Nice. Well, there's a familiar scene. Bladder pool all lost to time. Yeah. You're getting in, Lee?
I'm gonna pick my battles. I'm not gonna play this.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, pups. Puppity, puppity, puppities. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good, Oh, it looks like they broke the top there. Top pane on their storm window. Storm door.
Yeah.
Don't. Oh, man. Poor guys. Either that or somebody got real mad. Well, I understand that too. These are hysteria-ridden times. Easy to get caught up in it. Oh my. I'm usually excited for a bit, and then it's like, so now what are you going to do? I'm terrible. I can't help but thinking that most of what the military has been up to is pretty, can I be honest, pretty lax. And when you say, well, you know, Zoe.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I need a couple of weeks of vacation. They're going, what are you talking about? This is your entire career so far. The military has been, sounds like it's been a huge vacation.
Okay, I gotta get over.
I'm sorry. You should go in front of me. I can block you better this way. That's true. You don't. I don't. It doesn't. Whatever. You know, and it's like, I only work Tuesdays and Thursdays pointing people where to go, and you're going, oh my gosh, it's a classic case of too many people and not enough work.
Yeah.
Oh. So yeah, it's almost like, I don't know if you really need a break from that kind of stuff. So it seems like you need to almost start practicing. I've got to think that Kale will only see us for a day or so.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to get involved in the other stuff. Good, good morning.
How are you?
Oh. Anyway. You know? Not that I know of any place he needs to be or stuff like that. Apparently not. You got the right of way, my friend. Not that that really means a ton, but it gives you a guide. Nice thing is, for the most part, other people aren't really out to kill you.
When Matt and I walked Friday...
Uh-huh. Really? I wonder why.
No, it was Thursday. Nobody was out. It was hot. There wasn't any breeze.
Oh, yeah.
I was glad nobody was out touching the ship itself.
Oh. Mountain. Ah. So, yeah. Well, you seem to be have bounced back pretty well.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a few days sickness.
Yeah. What? Oh, we have plenty of space for it. That's a good deal.
Morning. Of course, you don't know. I don't know what Kale's got in mind, if anything. Well, he's got camping gear.
That's true.
I'm gonna choose to go camping, but where's he gonna go camping at?
Oh.
Close.
Well, like I said, I was. Who else was talking about camping? Somebody.
About 7 of the wilderness?
Yeah, I said, man, that's close, and ain't nobody there. Says, man, I don't think they've got now the lower down parking. That wasn't accessible, but the upper one was.
Looks like Trish Lusnet.
It is?
Yes!
Trish!
You can't hear me.
What? I don't think that's her, do you think?
I think.
Oh, well, maybe.
Yeah,
I hear it. I saw her face, can't say. If I saw her face, I might not be able to do it. Pick her out, you know.
Wow. Looks nice. We've got to wait for Matt to get in front. He's got to lead out.
Come on, Matt. We need you, man. Yeah?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'd say if you're going to give something a shot, you could give that a shot.
Okay, so, I heard that once John John was finished with high school, Trish was moving back.
Oh, really?
She was done with New York.
So did she give old what's his name a pass? Yeah.
I do not know.
Is he coming back too?
Do not know.
I thought he liked it there.
Where? New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he does.
Oh. Yeah.
But I'm going.
Oh. Is it one of those just weird separations? We'll stay married, but... See, I don't know anymore. People get married and divorced so cavalierly.
I know.
I understand the marriage part because, you know, I think two reasonably sane people can usually make a go of things, you know? I've seen all kinds of marriages. Yeah, boy, those guys were, but they would actually get together and do things sometimes. They just ran very separate lives, yes. Yeah. And when she showed up at all of his memorial stuff, you know, that was really kind of weird because it was like, and I think they talked a lot. So yeah, I said it was a marriage. It wasn't like they were, you know. Stuff like that. She definitely had, she was definitely pursuing her own career. He was pursuing his.
I fell off about right here.
Uh-huh.
And I tripped and tripped and tripped until I finally landed about right here.
Oh my gosh, you were still trying to catch it, huh?
Yeah.
It was still recoverable up to a point, and then it stopped. Got it. I understand that completely. Oh. So yeah. That's why it's like, I don't know why you guys are so weird. I said, you know, human intimacy that God is happy with is, says it isn't very tricky. You know? Get married to a person of the opposite sex, of course. It says, all sexuality is kept within that marriage. That's it. It says, you know, it's not hard. I said, I don't think it's... And I said, I'm sorry. I said, I don't think it's that physically hard either. You go, if your physical needs for... There he goes. Boy, he's a little tiny one. How'd you figure that out? Looks like a piece of... Looks like a... another... grapple. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You keep your eyes open for him. Golly, that's rough. I would step on him, poor guys. And it's not because I wanted to, just because I'm not paying attention. Anyway, yeah. There. And you go, are you not feeling sexually fulfilled? And you go, then work on it within your marriage. Should certainly be a topic of conversation that should be able to be broached. And that you can take care of it. That, and to be honest, it's kind of good to have a little bit of self-restraint. That's actually something. Almost everything outside of that that people say is some kind of sexual freedom. Has led to a lot of this just bizarreness or just a lot of pain and suffering. And yeah, come on. Misuse of sexuality was almost where all of this deviant stuff comes from. Using it for purposes for which it was not intended. So are you going to have sex? And you go, yes. In fact, if you don't, I said, you're seriously curtailed. You're, yeah. It's not surprising that you go out in the streets screaming and yelling, tearing up people, that there's rape and stuff like that. What? Oh, guy. Two of those little frogs. Then you can't see him. You don't have to worry about it so much. I first look at them, I think they're flies, but then, or ants, and then it's like, no, they're hopping. Oh my gosh, that's a frog. Anyway. Yeah. And the answer to most of it is, quit fooling around. Get married. And they go, well, I don't know, I've heard so many bad things. And you go, it's only bad if you're not willing to... Yeah. Yeah. Don't get demanding. And you'll be okay. Itchy.
Itchy.
Power itchy. So, anyway,
Well, it probably has to mow right there or something.
Well, it's confusing about things. It's just that. You know, people keep thinking, well, I don't have to do that. And you go, trust me. I said, you're not paying much attention to your body if you're not taking that into account. It's not to be ignored. That is yet another thing that, by and large, is not going to make you a happier person.
Nope, it's not.
And there's going to be holes in your life, big ones, because you just totally gave a pass on, you know, one of the biggest things that give you meaning in life. Well, no. Dad looked into doing that. But I don't think Dad really wanted any more kids. Karen did. Karen wanted to have a kid or two by Dad. Yes. Apparently didn't talk to Mom about it. One of the things that really kind of... Another thing that caused problems. But... Anyway, yes, definitely yes. Yeah, there's something waving up there, huh, man? I noticed that too. The little thingy got caught up there. Or...
I see more than
that. I don't know, there's some extra wires up there. It's almost like they did it kind of on purpose. You know? And yeah, it looks intentional.
Yeah.
Now that I look at it. Like they're marking off something. Gonna work on it.
Accurate. Okay.
Well, we hit this thing twice, Matt. A little
back.
Bit of lint.
There we go.
Yeah? The finger wave.
Yeah.
You gotta love the finger wave.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than nothing.
I do the peace wave.
You do the peace wave? I watched a video from those guys who went to China, and he says, always flash the V thing, and he goes, it's just a thing, it doesn't mean anything, everybody does it, and they're taking pictures, he says, swear they got it from American soldiers,
oh, yeah.
All about victory, and he goes, I don't think it means anything beyond, it's just what you do when you take a picture for them. He also said it was a little sad, you know, but I think he's getting kind of down on Chinese people altogether, so therefore he doesn't have a lot positive to say about it. Funny, since he married a
Chinese woman.
Hasn't had a kid by her yet. The other guy has. Sea Milk has. Anyway, and yeah, he says, you see all these Chinese people on these big tours going to places. He says, and all they do is they go to places to have their picture taken there. He says, that's all. He says, they'll pack right back up on the bus and they'll leave. He says, they won't stay. They won't do anything. He says, I don't get it. You know? He says, for me personally, there's got to be more for going to a place than just taking a picture saying that you had been there once.
Yeah.
But
they're cutting down the tree. Because it's under the roof line.
Yeah, it's usually some strange new rule somebody else cooked up that says, you know, it's safer, yeah. It's easier to monitor the children when there's nothing for them to hide behind. You know, whatever. It says, also ugly.
Yeah.
It says, yeah, thank you for the new fun industrial feel. But, you know, oh, they're flowering. I didn't know those trees flowered.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Good morning. Always think they're not cutting all the trees. That's nice. Well, whoever owned this piece of land was very, very happy. I seem to recall there was a lot of screaming and yelling about the fact that
this person was going to get pretty rich.
Everybody thought that it was just
next to this water tower that could break.
Yeah, because it broke before. Everybody. Yeah, it says it wasn't something that was stupid. That thing had broken before and caused a lot of flooding. So, yeah, I seem to recall, and everybody was just making the thing of, yeah, he's pulling in a lot of favors, and his place is gonna be bought because he has more clout, and he held on to this place for the longest time so that he can make a lot of money, and he was finally gonna cash in. Wouldn't have been surprised if the old Walmart guy, the guy that has that piece of land on the road going out toward Logan, who, you know, said, oh no, it's worth this much money. And you're going, it is? Oh yeah. I says, okay. It wasn't costing him very much at all to sit on it like a mother hen, You know, when you say, well, he's paying taxes on that, and you go, he's paying like $12 a year. He can afford to sit on that till the end of time and hope that somebody comes and makes him rich. I wouldn't be surprised if he also tried to get the school thing. Although I don't think it paid as much, and he probably, yeah. Well, it, yeah, he didn't have much, but the whole thing was, they were going to have to buy from him to make it work, and that was the whole deal. He could be the guy that was holding out for more money, and then they would finally say, okay. Which is hilarious because, you know, there's a ton of empty lots right there on Route 66. Yeah, you know, I said, I don't think anybody's really interested in buying off of it. There is even a pretty good sized lot, it has remained empty all this time, that's not in the city. Therefore, the tax rate's really low there. Of course, the city could choose to annex it. Yeah. And I think there's some guy that just sits there and kind of hunkers down on that one and says, oh, we're not doing a dang thing on this piece of property because I'm holding on to it for when it costs $1 million. Someday it'll happen. And it's like, okay. I said, I'm sure you'll pass it on to your... Yeah. And that was always my thing about it. Hey, if somebody's sitting on an unimproved piece of land... Well, you know, it really wasn't about unimproved ones. It was about ones that had crap on it, houses, whatever. That, yeah, the property taxes should go up and up and up on it to entice them to do something about it. Instead of just, since most of these people are just ignoring it. You know, oh, I'll let it go to crap. It's my property. I think there's some kind of way on it now that you can declare that it's just garbage and your property taxes don't... It's not considered an improvement anymore. Therefore, you only have to pay the taxes on the actual land, which is minimal.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what, $12, $13 a year. And you go, no, they'll just keep paying it. Or they don't. They don't pay it. And still nothing happens about it. You know? Well, we're going to have a sale at the courthouse steps. And you go, in New Mexico... That happens once every generation, I swear.
Collect, you know, a lot of property, they call those people on the line and say, oh, by the way, we're having a...
Yeah, but the only problem is, you're buying junk property. It's never going to turn around. Yeah, they say, well, I'm going to buy it for $100. You know, it's like trading cards to them. Like baseball cards. Yeah, I own half a Tucum Carrier. And you go, so what? It's not doing me any good. Every once in a while, somebody will come and buy it from, you know, just kind of find me, actually. Knock on my door and say, hey, can I buy this piece of property? And he'll go, well, sure. It'll cost you this much. You know. Anyway, yeah. I've never understood. And yeah. In the end, I go, no, it's a bad idea. Then you'll have a whole infrastructure have to get into place to determine whether a house is being lived in or not. And then you have to go through all the pain of trying to figure out, you know, and then the games start getting played. Somebody who has more political clout than you do, all of a sudden, you're on vacation, And you come back, and all of a sudden, your property tax has tripled on you. And you go, what was that? I said, oh, they went by to go check on your house, and it looked abandoned. You're going, and yeah, it may just be some guy who's collecting trading cards. I'm going to own all the property in Tucumcari. They're all going to have to come to me. And you go, who wants to? But it may be on the road trying to find someplace. For all I know, Tucumcari will become a hot item there for a little while. People just want the place to live. And we'll have a little boom here. Or everybody waiting for some Racino to come. Or, you know, some industry will decide that this is a pretty good place. And trucking company will show up. And all of a sudden, everybody's property values go way up. It's not that it's not going to happen.
But you're looking at that.
Oh. But yeah, I said over time it's happening, keep going down. Okay. Having something sizable in a place in the middle of nowhere. Trust me, any big city can offer you the same situation or better for a better price. To entice companies, you know, it says, hey, I'll give you the land for free and you won't have to pay taxes for 10 years. Tucumcari can't afford to do that. It has to have a faster turnaround on their investment. You know, they have to grease a lot of palms. So anyway. You know, and you kind of go, well, it's kind of business, it's kind of cities trying to entice something. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's okay. And the whole, every once in a while you'll come upon a shyster. Well, let me tell you, Tucumcari hasn't yet not been hit up by what was basically a shyster. It was coming to get something for free, and not just free, but I need you to give me a check for $50,000 to pledge your support. And it's like, okay, we'll do it because it might give us, you know, 4 or 5 jobs. And you go, well, that's pathetic. And you go, in this town, that's major. I said, trust me. I said, Tractor Supply, I don't know what their thing is, but it's mostly, you know, I'd have to be honest, it's probably providing jobs for maybe 4 full-time people, and dollar ones, maybe 2, and you're going, that's fine, that's great. I said, they sure are providing something that our town is in serious need of. We need little places like that. I'm not going to complain. I don't know. The state won't make a decision. I was talking to Janet yesterday, and she said, she goes, I wish that dingbat governor would make up her freaking mind. What she, and she keeps putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And she goes, I am. She goes, I'm so tired of these stupid masks. Totally worthless. And I said, ah! I said, well, we have that in common. I think it's stupid, too.
A thing on Facebook says 31% of children in Florida have been told that they've got COVID.
So? What's it doing to them?
31%, isn't that sad?
So what? What's it doing to them? Are they dying? If they're not dying, who cares what the percentage is?
Like,
we had to push it to 100.
31% of the children in Florida have a cold.
Yeah, it's like, what? This is, I think that's a little low. I think most kids have a cold. And if they don't, they're going to say they can't. They're out of school. Come on. This is good. You guys are, this is like I said, it's hysteria. You guys are blowing this way out of proportion. But, you know, to be honest, it's like Trump derangement syndrome. He's going to destroy our country. And you go, okay, well, he got elected. You guys were all screaming and yelling and pounding on the ground and swearing that we were all going to die. And
we haven't died yet.
And guess what? Well, this is... See, I don't understand. Well, he did it wrong, and you go, anybody would have done it wrong, you moron.
Especially.
It says, especially when you guys don't like what anybody does. And it isn't because you like it, it's because you're sitting there and making a calculation. Well, I'm not going to say anything. I said, was Obama really the greatest president that ever lived? And you go, I doubt it. Did the world get demonstrably better under him? And you go, ask us how much we were paying for health care before Obama and how much we were paying after. It says, and you'll be absolutely stunned. It's Alice. Hi, Alice. Anyway. You know, people go, well, you don't act like you're suffering. And you go, you know what? We didn't have a choice. It says, that is the greatest thing about, and that's not the greatest, the biggest thing about socialism is, they always say, see, it wasn't that bad. And you're going, no, the whole point was, we didn't have a choice. We have no more choices to make. I can't come up with a low-cost solution or decide whether I really want to do this or not. I'm forced. And you go, yeah, it's great for the poor people.
Yeah.
You know, not anymore. It says, because I found the loophole. Of course, I saw in the news not too long ago that they were really upset about that Christian health share exemption from it. And they said they shouldn't be exempt. And it's like I said, socialists, their primary evil is they must, everybody must be a part of it. That's why when they talk about...
Everybody must be tortured equally.
No, not equally, just everybody must be tortured. The poor people don't get tortured, everybody else does. It is, it's almost a thing about saying, I think I'm going to go back to being poor. Why? It says, because it's cheaper. There's a crap for little things I don't have to pay for anymore. If it's going to be a socialistic system, I have no intention of being rich anymore, or of being middle class. That's why it's like, I want to get my solar panels pulled together. I want to figure out how to store that power. I want to be able to use it. And why? Because I... When I'm finally... gonna retire, I said, I'm going to be poor again. That doesn't bother me, because frankly, under a very heavily socialized system, it's getting more so. It works out well for poor people. So it's going to happen to us anyway. The rich people are going to have to behave like poor people and get all their money taken. And you go, so why bother? Why bother trying to make life nice for yourself? It's going to get taken away from you. Don't find your joy in your socioeconomic status. That's going to be stolen away from you. Your kids or your grandkids or somebody is going to be able to live in the wonderful time when we don't behave like this anymore.
That's what you were talking about.
What? I didn't turn this thing off.